Elland thought. Not yet. Elland had read the reports of supplies back in Luthadel and had seen the projections. Ash was killing crops as much or more than the mists were. More land wouldn't save his people. They needed something else. Something that, he hoped, the Lord Ruler left for them. The Lord Ruler didn't hate his people, and he wouldn't want them to die out even if he were defeated. He left food, water, supplies. And if he knew secrets, he would have hidden them in the caches. There will be something here. There has to be. The cache remains our primary target, Elland said. To the side, he could see Vin smiling. Fine, Set said, sighing. Then you know what we have to do. This siege could take a while. Elland nodded. Ham, send our engineers in under cover of mist. See if they can find a way for our troops to cross those troughs. Have the scouts search out streams that might run into the city. Set, presumably you can help us locate some of these. And once we get spies into the city, have them search out food stores that we can ruin. A good start, Set said. Of course, there's one easy way to sow chaos in that city, to perhaps make them surrender without a fight.
We're not going to assassinate King Yeoman, Elland said.
Why not? Set demanded. We've got two Mistborn. We'll have no difficulty killing off the Fadrick's leadership.
We don't work that way, Ham said, face growing dark.
Oh? Set asked. That didn't stop Vin from tearing a hole through my army and attacking me back before we teamed up.
That was different, Ham said.
No, Elland said, interrupting. It wasn't.
The reason we're not going to assassinate Yeoman, Set, is because I want to try diplomacy first.
Diplomacy? Set asked. Didn't we just march an army of 40,000 soldiers on his city? That's not a diplomatic move.
True, Elland said, nodding. But we haven't attacked. Not yet. Now that I'm here in person, I might as well try talking before sending out knives in the night. We might be able to persuade Lord Yeoman that an alliance will benefit him more than a war.
If we make an alliance, Set said, leaning forward in his chair. I don't get my city back.
I know, Elland said. Set frowned.
You seem to be forgetting yourself, Set, Elland said. You did not team up with me. You knelt before me, offering up oaths of service in exchange for not getting executed. Now I appreciate your allegiance, and I will see you rewarded with a kingdom to rule under me. However, you don't get to choose where that kingdom is, nor when I will grant it.
Set paused, sitting in his chair, one arm resting on his useless, paralyzed legs. Finally, he smiled.
Damn, boy. You've changed a lot in the year I've known you.
So everyone is fond of telling me, Elland said. Vin, you think you can get into the city?
She raised an eyebrow.
I hope that was meant to be rhetorical.
It was meant to be polite, Elland said. I need you to do some scouting. We know next to nothing about what's been going on in this dominance lately. We've focused all of our efforts on Urto and the south.
Vin shrugged.
I can go poke around a bit. I don't know what you expect me to find.
Set, Elland said, turning. I need names. Informants, or perhaps some noblemen that might still be loyal to you.
Noblemen? Set asked, amused. Loyal?
Elland rolled his eyes.
How about some that could be bribed to pass on a little information?
Sure, Set said. I'll write up some names and locations, assuming they still live in the city. Hell, assuming they're even still alive. Can't count on much these days.
Elland nodded.
We won't take any further action until we have more information. Ham, make certain the soldiers dig in well. Use the field fortifications that Dumu taught them. Set, see that those guard patrols get set up,
and make certain our tin eyes remain alert and on watch. Vin will scout and see if she can sneak into the cache like she did in her toe. If we know what's in there, then we can better judge whether to gamble on trying to conquer the city or not."
The various members of the group nodded, understanding that the meeting was over. As they left, Ellen stepped back out into the mists, looking up at the distant bonfires burning on the rocky heights. Quiet as a sigh, Vin stepped up to his side, following his gaze. She stood for a few moments. Then she glanced to the side where a pair of soldiers were entering the tent to carry Set away. Her eyes narrowed in displeasure.
"I know," Ellen said quietly, knowing that she was thinking of Set again and his influence over Ellen.
"You didn't deny that you might turn to assassination," Vin said softly.
"Hopefully it won't come to that."
"And if it does?"
"Then I'll make the decision that is best for the Empire."
Vin was silent for a moment. Then she glanced at the fires up above.
"I could come with you," Ellen offered.
She smiled, then kissed him.
"Sorry," she said, "but you're noisy."
"Come now, I'm not that bad."
"Yes, you are," Vin said. "Plus, you smell."
"Oh?" he asked, amused. "What do I smell like?"
"An emperor. A tin eye would pick you out in seconds."
Ellen raised his eyebrows.
"I see. And don't you possess an imperial scent as well?"
"Of course I do," Vin said, wrinkling her nose. "But I know how to get rid of it. Either way, you're not good enough to go with me, Ellen. I'm sorry."
Ellen smiled. "Dear blunt Vin." Behind him, the soldiers left the tent, carrying Set. An aide walked up, delivering to Ellen a short list of informants and noblemen who might be willing to talk. Ellen passed it to Vin.
"Have fun," he said.
She dropped a coin between them, kissed him again, then shot up into the night.
"I am only just beginning to understand the brilliance of the Lord Ruler's cultural synthesis. One of the benefits afforded him by being both immortal and, for all relevant purposes, omnipotent, was a direct and effective influence on the evolution of the final empire. He was able to take elements from a dozen different cultures and apply them to his new, perfect society.